1 Kings, chapter 1. Now King David was old, stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. And for this reason his servants said to him, "Let there be sought out for my master the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in your bosom, so that my master the king may get heat." And so they sought out and looked for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king did not know her. And then Adonijah, son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run in front of him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, "Why have you done so?" And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bore him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they followed Adonijah and helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by En-Rogel, and called all his brethren the king's sons, and all the men of Yehuda the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he did not call. For this reason Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, "Have you not heard that Adonijah the son of Haggith does reign, and David our master does not know it? Now, therefore, come, let me, I pray you, give you counsel, that you may save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Go, and get you in to King David, and say to him, 'Did you not, my master, O king, swear to your handmaid, saying, Surely Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he will sit upon my throne? Why, then, does Adonijah reign? Behold, while you yet talk there with the king, I will also come in after you, and confirm your words.' And Bathsheba went in to the king, into the chamber, and the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite ministered to the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance to the king, and the king said, 'What do you need? What do you want?' And she said to him, 'My master, you swore by Yahweh, your Elohim, to your handmaid, Assuredly Solomon, your son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now, behold, Adonijah reigns, and now, my master the king, you do not know it. And he has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host. But Solomon your servant he has not called. And you, my master, O king, the eyes of all Israel upon you, that you should tell them who shall sit upon the throne of my master the king after him. Otherwise it will come to pass, when my master the king will sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted as offenders.' And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, 'Behold, Nathan the prophet.' And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, 'My master, O king, have you said Adonijah will reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? For he has gone down this day, and has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the king's sons and the captains of the host and Abiathar the priest. And behold, they eat and drink before him, saying, Long live King Adonijah! But me, even your servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon, has he not called? Is this thing done by my master the king, and you have not showed it to your servant, who should sit on the throne of my master the king after him?' And then King David answered and said, 'Call to me Bathsheba.' And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king swore and said, 'As Yahweh lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swore to you by Yahweh Elohim of Israel, saying, Assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day. And then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, Let my master, King David, live forever. And King David said, Call to me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. The king also said to them, Take with you the servants of your master, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there to be king over Israel, and blow you with the trumpet, and say, Long live King Solomon! And then you shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne. For he will be king in my stead, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Yehuda. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, Let it be done. Yahweh, Elohim of my master the king, say so. As Yahweh has been with my master the king, even so be he with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my master King David. So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle, and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, Long live King Solomon! And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes, and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, For what reason is this noise of the city being in an uproar? While he yet spoke, Jonathan, the son of Abiathar the priest, came, and Adonijah said to him, Come in, for you are a valiant man, and bring good tidings. Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, Truly our master King David has made Solomon king, and the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon. And they are come up from there, rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. And also Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our master King David, saying, Elohim, Yahweh, make the name of Solomon better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And also thus said the king, Blessed Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which has given one to sit upon my throne this day, mine eyes even seeing. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid, and rose up, and went every man his way. Adonijah then feared because of Solomon, and arose and went and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told to Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah fears King Solomon, for he has caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear to me that today he will not slay his servant with the sword. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man, there shall not a hair of him fall to the earth. But if wickedness shall be found in him, he will die. And so King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came and bowed himself to King Solomon, and Solomon said to him, Go to your house. End of chapter 1.